This is the news in brief from the United Nations. War in Ukraine risks seeing 90% of the country freefall into poverty and extreme vulnerability, nearly 3 weeks since Russia invaded its neighbour, a new UN report said on Wednesday. Apart from the heavy civilian death toll as Ukrainian cities have been pounded by Russian shelling, the UN Development Programme, UNDP, cited government estimates that at least $100 billion worth of buildings, roads, bridges, hospitals, schools and other vital infrastructure have been destroyed. One in two Ukrainian businesses have shut down completely, while the other half has been forced to operate well below capacity. UNDP warned that if the conflict drags on, and if more support to the country is not forthcoming quickly, it could wreck almost 2 decades of economic progress. To help prevent these shocks and protect hard-won development gains, we need peace now, said UNDP Administrator Hakim Steiner. Early UN estimates indicate that nearly 3 in 10 people in Ukraine need life-saving assistance. Based on the current direction of the fighting, 18 million people will likely be affected, and more than 7 million may have to flee their homes. A funding crunch has put millions of people in Yemen at risk of catastrophe, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres said on Wednesday, in support of a $4.3 billion appeal to fund the relief effort in the war-torn country. After more than 7 years of war, tens of thousands of civilians, including at least 10,000 children, have died, Mr. Guterres said, adding that for millions of internally displaced people, life is a daily struggle for survival. Today, more than 23 million Yemenis face hunger, disease and other life-threatening risks as the country's basic services and economy are collapsing, according to the UN Humanitarian Coordination Office, OCHA. To make matters worse, a lack of funding has forced the UN and partners to scale back or close around 2/3 of life-saving projects, Mr. Guterres said. He warned that food rations have just been reduced for 8 million people and that this has had devastating consequences. In the coming weeks, nearly 4 million people in major cities may also lose access to safe drinking water, and 1 million women and girls may lose access to reproductive health services, which the UN chief described as a death sentence in a country where one woman dies every 2 hours from complications during pregnancy and childbirth. After a consistent decrease in the number of new COVID-19 cases globally since the end of January, last week saw a rise of 8%, the World Health Organization, WHO, warned on Wednesday. More than 11 million new cases and just over 43,000 new deaths were reported between the 7th and 13th of March, with over 455 million confirmed cases and over 6 million deaths from the coronavirus overall. Regionally, the Western Pacific saw the highest increase in new weekly cases of 29%, followed by Africa at 12%. But infections dropped by 20% or more in the Eastern Mediterranean, Southeast Asia and the Americas. The highest numbers of new cases were reported in the Republic of Korea, with more than 2.1 million infections, up 44%, followed by Vietnam and Germany. The highest death toll over the past week was reported in the United States, where more than 9,000 people died, a 13% decrease from the previous 7-day period. Russia reported more than 4,500 new deaths from coronavirus, which is a 15% decrease, while Brazil confirmed more than 3,300 COVID fatalities, also down 15%. Daniel Johnson, UN News.